Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Syndicate introduces DeGen Chain as an L3 on Arbitrum Orbit. AltLayer launches alt token staking. Vitalik Buterin shares insights on directions for Ethereum scaling. And Circle will support native USDC on ZK Sync Era. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Syndicate, a Web3 infrastructure provider, launched DeGen Chain, a Layer 3 chain designed for the DeGen community token that offers ultra-low-cost transactions. The chain is built on the Arbitrum Orbit tech stack, settles on Base, and leverages AnyTrust for data availability. DeGen Chain also uses DeGen as its native gas token. DeGen Chain is now live on ChainID non-tuple 6. The initial launch features a bridge and a block explorer. DeGen, which is an ERC-20 token on Base, originated from the DeGen channel on Farcaster in January of this year. DeGen introduced a distribution model that allows users to tip one another with points for creating high-quality content. AltLayer, a rollup as a service provider, launched alt token staking and unveiled Match Alpha, an actively validated service on EigenLayer. Match Alpha will offer fast confirmations and decentralized validations for OP Stack and Arbitrum Orbit rollup transactions. Match Alpha aims to address slow block finalization times. Alt token staking marks the first of four launch phases for Match Alpha. In future phases, AltLayer will support restaked assets for staking and integrate operators once EigenLayer goes live on mainnet. AltLayer's platform supports custom rollup deployments on OP Stack and Arbitrum Orbit frameworks. Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin shared insights on future directions for Ethereum scaling following the recent Dankun upgrade and introduction of blobs. He highlighted a shift in Ethereum scaling, moving from foundational scaling efforts to focused incremental enhancements. He also says that the developer focus will change to the application layer. Ethereum will maintain its Layer 2-centric roadmap, with applications migrating from Layer 1 to Layer 2 to benefit from faster and more cost-effective transactions. An upcoming upgrade is data availability sampling, which aims to increase the data space to 16 megabytes per slot. Incremental scaling improvements include a gradual increase in the blob capacity, advancements in data compression, and EIP-7623, which seeks to reduce the maximum block size. Buterin also says that with reduced transaction costs on Layer 2s, there's no excuse for Ethereum not to reach widespread adoption. And lastly, native USDC, the official version of the stablecoin that is compatible with Circle's cross-chain transfer protocol, will now be supported on ZK Sync Era mainnet. The cross-chain transfer protocol allows USDC to be natively burned on a source chain and natively minted on a destination chain, removing the need for locked liquidity. Bridged versions of USDC on ZK Sync Era will now be labeled as USDC.E. Native USDC is already live on Ethereum Mainnet, OP Mainnet, and Arbitrum One. In other news, Base reaches $3 billion in total value locked, Prisma Finance suffers an exploit, and Aragon introduces Aragon++. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.